Natasha Owen, welcome to Right Edition. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, great to see you again. So tell me, you know, you're a patriot, and tell me about patriotism. What's going on out there? Who's a patriot anymore? Are there many of us left? I mean, what's your take on all of this? You're out and about.
There is a lot of patriots out there, and I think we get more to our calls every single day. As crazy as our government gets, people are starting to wake up to that, and we're getting more on our side for the fight. Patriotism, you know, has gone down in this country, and in 2020, I did a patriotic album to illuminate how great our country is. With all of its faults, we're still the lighthouse on the hill, and to illuminate how fragile our freedom is. It's the most expensive thing that we own, and we should never give it away, especially to a government who tries to give a false sense of security. It's the government that is causing issues, being soft on crime, soft on mental health, all of that, and that is causing us to have, we don't really have a gun problem in this country, do we? I don't think we do. I think it's a cause that they are trying to, they cause the problem by being soft on crime, and therefore they come in with a solution. And it's always to take away our freedoms, our guns, our freedom of speech, all of it.
Left-wing governments are always looking for a solution, and there's not a problem. And somebody kills somebody in Philadelphia with a gun, and they want to take the gun away from somebody in Dallas. And it makes no sense. I mean, good people don't do bad things, and good people need to be armed. The gun thing is very political. We need politician control, not gun control.
Right.
So saving America. How do we save America? The people that are in power now, they can't leave us out of the wilderness. How do we save America? The patriotic thing I get, and people like yourself, the songs that you sing and the energy that you have helps. It helps a lot because it brings people kind of into the play. So saving America, how are we doing that?
Well, we're not doing a very good job of that at the moment. I'm a Christian, and I was raised in a Christian home, and it's the Christians that are not doing our part. There's 47 million evangelicals that aren't registered to vote. And I think people just say, well, we don't have the power of choice. God's going to put in who he wants to put in, but we do have the power of choice. And the scripture says we are to work until he comes back. We are to occupy the land. We are not to give up the land. We are not to let evil take over. And that's exactly what we've allowed to do because we've been asleep at the wheel. And so I believe that the key is with the Christians. We are to push back to save our children. There's pornography in the schools. They're coming for our kids. And we're asleep. We're asleep. Christians have to stand up and do their part. We have to vote, first of all, and we have to push back and be very vocal about sin in our culture. And Jesus always called out the sin, but he did it with such restoration. And speaking truth is love. So they throw at us, you're a Christian, you should speak love. Well, I am speaking love when I speak truth.
I agree with you 100%. The silent majority, you know what? It's our fault. And we need to wake up and not be silent. And I think that's happening because people are looking around and saying, what happened here? I just filled my car up with gas and things have changed dramatically. And we need to change things back. And so to do that, though, we do need a leader. You have a new song out. It's a great song. And by the way, all of your songs combined have brought in have tens of millions of views on social media and other places. So that's remarkable. You're a star, and I'm impressed. And you're doing it for the country, for yourself, for all of us, but for the country. And I think that's wonderful. But you have a new song that's out. It's got an interesting name. It's biblical. Tell me about the name. What's it called?
It's called The Chosen One.
There
and my friend Wayne Allen Root brought this to me. He did an article back in 2017 that called President Trump the chosen one. He said, I'd never seen someone persecuted since Jesus came back as much as President Trump. And of course, the media went bananas and said that President Trump and Wayne was calling him the Messiah. And so Wayne said, we got to do a song on this because it get so much publicity because the left buys into it every time. They can't stop clicking on something like that. Right. And I said, oh, Wayne, I don't know if I want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, right? But I ended up touching it and hitting it out of the park with a 10-foot pole. It has really shaken up, and there's been lots of conversation. We have 31 million videos on TikTok talking about it. Wow. And, you know, it's funny how the non-Christians, the atheists, will dig in their Bible and read and quote scripture to try to prove me wrong, which I think is fantastic. God wins. First time they probably ever opened up their Bible. And I said, you know, it may be a controversial topic with the title, but I want to write it in such a way that I don't want to blaspheme. I don't want to call him the Messiah or Jesus. I want to show a very imperfect man that a perfect God can use to push back evil, to do his will. When President Trump was in office, there's never been a president that fought for our freedom, especially for the Christians. He fought for freedom. He still fights for freedom. I sat in a room with him and a bunch of other people, and he had tears coming down his face. And he said, they want to take away my freedom because I will never take away yours. Look at the side. Christ always promotes freedom. The devil always promotes captivity, right? He pushed back against the pro-choice movement with pro-life, putting judges on the bench that he made a promise before he was president that he would put pro-life judges. And he's fighting all these things against evil, in my opinion. God always uses imperfect people like King Cyrus and King David and Esther and Abraham and Moses and his disciples. Everybody in the Bible was flawed, but did his work. And the scripture says that many are called, but few are chosen. And what does it mean to be chosen? I think it's to accept the call to say, I'm going to stand up and fight. I'm going to fight for God's people. I'm going to push back against the evil. And I do believe with my whole heart that that is President Trump and that God is using him for such a time as this. And so we put out this song. If you listen to the song, without your Trump hitting glasses on.
I want to applaud. That's wonderful. That's great chat, great talk. Because that says it. I mean, that's great. Imperfect people read the Bible. Hey, I wouldn't have thought of that. You put it in such a cool way. And this song, we're going to play the song. The song's what? I'm guessing 3 minute song. I listened to it this morning. It's wonderful.
Yes, less than 3 minutes. So.
Is it
less
great?
Yeah.
We're going to play that, and we won't come back after it. So we'll say goodbye before the song comes out. And all you people that are watching, listen up and listen to it again and again and share it with people, because there's a message there truly is. And share this video with it as well. But because imperfect people, that's important. I'm so sick and tired of people saying, I don't like Trump, but. And at least now we have the but I'm going to vote for him because I like his policies, whereas before it was just, I don't like him. But right. So what? What about the policies? What about the country? And now, finally, I think they're kind of getting there. But they need more pushing. We need somebody to lead us out of the wilderness, and he's the guy. I agree with that.
I agree.
Okay, so we're going to listen now, and we're going to talk to you again, I hope, sometime. We have a few other events coming up, and we're looking forward to seeing you at, and we'll announce those as we go forward. But we're going to talk at those events. We're going to talk about boomity boomity boom boom guns and the Second Amendment. And she also has a song out, everybody, on the Second Amendment and the Trump song. So listen up when you go to her. What's your website, by the way?
It's NatashaOwensMusic.com. And that is a platform that gets you out to merch, music, and social media. And you can download and buy anywhere you normally buy your music.
Oh, that's great. All you people that are listening, choose to watch The Chosen One by Natasha Owen. And Natasha, it's so great to see you. We'll see you again sooner than later.
Again. All right. Sounds great. Good. Okay. Bye.
I'm not saying he's something divine. He gets in trouble bigly time after time. He's controversial, but one thing is true. Imperfect people, a perfect God can use. I'm standing with the chosen one.
I am the chosen one.
Ain't no stopping what the Lord's begun. He's only human like you and me. Just a chosen one.
Somebody had to do it.
Is under attack, and its real leader has arrows in his back.
with